Good morning and welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11 and you can find me on X at Razzle11Grinds. We are going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 6th of September. We have a 6-game day slate and a 6-game main slate this evening. Not any weather to worry about from what I am hearing. Still waiting on our weather station to be updated, but we do have some posts in Discord. Looks like there's some potential rain in Cleveland and Cincinnati, I believe. Yep, minor delay concerns, but they currently do not look like PPD risks at this point. So let's dig in. First, we'll look at the day slate. Zach Wheeler against San Diego. Was solid against them. Did give up 2 home runs. Hasn't been, you know, elite this season. Strong K numbers is what we like. Back-to-back starts with 10 Ks. Great trends. He's not shutting teams down completely, but the Ks make up for that. I'm perfectly fine with Wheeler. I don't know that he's going to be my priority play by any means. He is a minus 120 favorite in this game. Freddy Peralta has been a beast. I think he was the NL Pitcher of the Month for August. Double-digit strikeouts in 4 of his last 7. And 5 of his last 10. Just getting it done. Has struggled a little bit against Pittsburgh, but the Ks have been there. A ton of Ks. Not many hits, so just making some mistakes at the wrong time. Not much else needs to be said. Minus 190 favorite. So I think Peralta is probably the top option on this slate. Joe Ryan, a minus 125 favorite at Cleveland. Has looked pretty solid the last 2 starts. Both against Texas. Says quite a bit. He's been solid against Cleveland. Just hasn't picked up a win. Despite averaging 6 1/3 and just 2 runs allowed in his 2 starts against them. Has not been as good on the road. I'm not as confident in somebody like Joe Ryan as I am the guys above him, or even potentially a guy like Ryu on this slate. Mitch Keller, I don't understand why they would not just start him normally. Has not been good against Milwaukee. Has been better at home. It's been pretty good lately, which is, I like those trends. So I am perfectly fine with Mitch Keller. I think he might have more upside in this matchup than Joe Ryan does against Cleveland at this point. Michael Wacha has been phenomenal at home, averaging over 20 DK points per home start. I think he's perfectly fine. I'm not in a hurry to jam him in. Slight home underdog. But obviously, Philadelphia without Trey Turner does weaken their lineup a little bit, especially with the way that Trey Turner has been swinging the bat. Kevin Williams against Minnesota. There's plenty of K upside. He left his last start. With a knee issue, which was against this Minnesota squad. Just a couple extra days of rest, no big deal. Hasn't been as strong at home. But there's plenty of K upside in this matchup, so I'm interested. Not going to go too heavy on it, but I do like the upside. Ryu going to be super popular. Been great on the road. Coming off a solid start in Coors, nothing amazing. He's just been solid across the board. Problem is they might just be limiting him to 5 innings every time out. You know, I don't think it's a pitch total number anymore. I think it's actually just 5 innings. because we saw him get through five in 70 pitches, when two starts prior to that he had 86 pitches, which tells me he could have went, a sixth or more. But they just might be limiting him, keeping him healthy for the postseason. He's a -190 favorite in the game. I want to be able to use Wicks. High game total in Wrigley, 10.5, tells me the wind's blowing out again. I'm interested. Big K upside. Came back down to earth last time, but still got the win. We just saw what left-handed pitching does to San Francisco with Steele, even with the wind blowing out. So I will use some Wicks, but probably not as much as I would like to be honest. No thanks on Wood. No thanks on JP Sears. No thanks on the all the way down, really. Zach Davies, maybe, if you're feeling frisky. He's looked good the last couple. He's just normally not really a strong K guy. He does have six, 5+ Ks in four of his last five starts. And if he's going to strike out five or six and allow just one run, I think he has a shot at being in the GPP winner. I just don't know how likely it is. If I do end up playing him, it's probably a 10% only share in my pool. Here's a look at today's slate. Let's take a look at the main slate this evening. We get Spencer Strider at the top. Always enjoy Spencer Strider day. A -305 favorite on the slate. Massive K numbers. Doesn't allow a ton of hits at home. Makes mistakes with runners on base. That's his big issue. His Cy Young chances, he really needs to come out and put out a dominant start. I'm going to double down with Strider as being the best pitching option on the slate. And as I have him for the Cy Young, I have some tickets. When he dropped to +750, I jumped all over that number. Max Scherzer against Houston. Man, it's tough to pick on the Astros right now with the pitcher. Texas is a -120 favorite, but man, the Astros are swinging it really well. But Max has been throwing it pretty well as well. He did shut them down the first time he faced them this year. I think I'm gonna have to sprinkle in some Max just because of the upside. Verlander against the Rangers, coming off of a horrendous start against the Yankees, but it was great prior to that. I'd rather play Scherzer for the upside, but I think Verlander's viable. I'm just not in a hurry to play him. Kyle Gibson, I don't really know what to expect out of Kyle Gibson ever anymore. He is better on the road. He's had some really rough starts of late. Really strong one against Toronto, even though he gave up three runs. So this shows you, even against the Mets, he gave up three runs and still put up nearly 29 DK points. He's somebody that's capable of putting up mid to upper 20s while giving up a few runs. So for me, he's definitely in play. He's a -135 favorite. The other side, Sandoval. I'll probably play him. Detmers looked solid against this Baltimore lineup last night. I don't really enjoy it. The Angels are the last team I need for the DK win hunt promotion. And we just have 3 days left, I believe, in that. 3 or 4 days, I don't know. But I need an Angels starting pitcher W really badly. Otherwise, I'm going to have to hope they play on a showdown slate where I can just roster a bunch of relief pitchers as well, and hopefully they win a game. Clark Schmidt against Detroit, a -170 favorite. Struggled against Detroit the first time, other than racked up some strikeouts in that game, but was not strong. That was the last start. He's had some decent starts of late, so I am intrigued. On a slate where we kind of need to force in some options, where do we have to take Verlander against Texas? Gibson, Sandoval are more expensive. for a probably similar return, Clark Schmidt. And then when we go down, we don't really have a whole lot. These six game split slates are kind of annoying. Matt Manning against the Yankees, maybe, but the Yankees are hitting a ton of home runs right now. He's looked solid the last three starts. So I am at least interested a little bit. He's not allowing a ton of hits at home, which is nice to see. So maybe there is some upside. He shut down the Yankees the first time he faced them. So maybe, squint my eyes, I can see an SP2. Buto. Not really sure I can go there against Washington. The Mets are a -125 favorite, but the game total 10.5 in Washington today. Toussaint against the Royals. Kansas City's a -120 favorite. Game total 9.5. Toussaint can randomly get things done. Maybe just upside into the very low to mid 20s for DK points if he can pick up the win and get the strikeouts, but I don't feel great about that either. So there we have it. There's kind of the pitching look on today. Not really a ton of options overall. Not a huge fan of the pitching slate outside of, Spencer Strider, Freddy Peralta, Hyunjin Ryu being my main guys today. But if you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get that alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. If you want to join us, get access to our tools, coaches, cheat sheet, Discord, etc. I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.